Well, wow. Custard is below the bottom of the barrel. Got to say, Vossi, that ain't one of your best song choices. Custard crapola. Okay. Be very careful out on the roads over this Easter. You don't want to be in the situation where the police pull you over, police tap on the window, and they say, "Excuse me, sir, do you know why I pulled you over?" You said, "Wait a minute, I'm just on the phone." You don't want to find yourself in that position. Okay, so let's put the phones away in particular at Christmas, at Easter. Don't get caught speeding. Double demerits. That will ruin your weekend. Absolutely. And take care of each other. We're here talking sport on the Good Friday. James, you did ask earlier, are you on public holiday rates? I think the answer is no. I don't think it makes any difference here. SEN, James. Is that any dramas?
Is Hutchie Greek or something? Why aren't we under holiday hours?
Well, I don't think you need to be. I think it's just a normal show. Like, this is Friday morning. There's two games of rugby league on. There's Super Rugby. You're going. Well, no, I think Charlie's going to the Waratahs tonight. Waratahs playing tonight at Allianz. So, it's a fair bit of sport. AFL tonight. You've got North Melbourne and Carlton this afternoon, and then Fremantle and Adelaide tonight. We know that the basketball now, Easter Sunday, will have the decider in the playoffs. So there's a heap of sport on. What about you? Are you at Bulldogs today or not?
Getting to a call from Bondi today. Well, for a starter, my girlfriend texted in and said T4 is, in fact, the line to Bondi Junction. Getting to a call from Bondi on Good Friday, nightmare. I won't be going. And you'd have to pay me more than double time to go and watch a Waratahs game. So, shan't be going to that either. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, strong. We've got Dennis Scott coming up. That's our special guest in this half hour. And if you've got a question of the gardening kind, I mean, on the public holiday, you might have a few spare hours and there's a project around the house. You need a bit of landscaping advice. Asking a bloke who hosts the Lawnmowers Club would be a farce here on SEN.
No.
So ask Dennis.
Save
Dennis, a real expert.
I've got all your answers. Is it a sin to be working on a Good Friday? I was just thinking then, why are all the shops and stuff closed? Is it a sin? Are we committing a sin by working today?
Well, is every shop? Not every shop shut, though. No,
yeah.
Quiet.
I guarantee you, if you're in Port Macquarie today, go try and go to the shops. Everything's shut on Good Friday.
Right. In Port Macquarie.
Yeah.
All right.
Christian town, everything's shut.
You've
Good Friday. I reckon we might be sinning. I feel a little dirty that I'm working today. I feel like I've committed a sin.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the open line. As I say, Dennis Scott coming up. Let's kick it off. The Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170 is the number, and you are still a chance to go in to be the Club Med caller of the week. We get our mate the Bag's on the line, James. The Bag, he's on land at the moment too.
G'day, Bag.
Good morning, boys, and great sporting event this weekend down there. The Bell Surfing Contest, longest-running pro surfing contest in the world, 61 years. And I can tell you, I was there on an Easter Sunday, the sun rising, and then they call the contest on and they start playing the music, Hell's Bells from AC/DC. And you just get these chiming bells echoing throughout the amphitheatre that's down there. It's outstanding.
Do we know what the swell's like at the moment, Bag? What's the time frame to get this thing done?
Well, I think they probably have a couple of days the other side of Easter. It's dropped off, though, down at Winky Pop last couple of days. And there's a swell incoming. A few Australians in the mix. Ethan Ewing, Ryan Callanan and Morgan Sibley. Keep your eyes on them.
Patrick Swayze not there. What was the movie where they end up at Bell's? Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves, wasn't it? He was the undercover cop.
Well,
he goes out there and just disappears.
Could be as big as that, Vossie.
Yeah, could be. Right. Okay, Bag. Well, thank you for adding that to our list of things to watch and take in over this Easter. You have a good Easter, Bag. Ryan Mackay, Broncos fan, has given us a call. 1300 01 1170. You're under pressure, Ryan. You're under a bit of pressure.
Well, I mean, Billy will be watching very closely tonight, and I know that if Ezra or when Ezra plays the best game of his career, we don't know where Munster is. So hopefully, with his injury, so hopefully Ezra cements his spot as our 5'8 for Queensland this year when he has a blinder tonight against the Cowboys.
Ezra
should have been there last year. It's Ezra's time to take that sixth jersey.
Well, it's quite a pep talk, Ryan. James, bring you in there. I think Ezra has been a little underwhelming so far this year. to be honest. Not beating a lot of players. Not much coming off the back of Ezra Mam so far this year.
I haven't been watching him that closely, but it would take a bit to unseat Cameron Munster from that 6 jersey for Queensland. I mean, we don't know what's going on with his groin injury. Maybe listen to the SEM podcast to find out some more. But what's the timeline?
Oh, well, Cameron, with a groin, I did hear Craig Bellamy say, no, he has been doing some running. I think they're pretty hopeful of him being back next week, Cameron Munster. So there you go. Re-shop opening today. I think the law is generally around whether or not a shop falls in what's considered to be a tourist area. Okay? I just think that's what the information, but maybe someone wants to put us straight. Now, I've got to say, this bloke is a great success story. Dennis Scott was a very good rugby league player with, firstly, the Broncos and then Canterbury. But he's told the story before. You know, you get to the end of your football career and you've got to work out, well, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And Dennis Scott went full on, education, you know, found himself, oh, well, I'll let him tell the rest of the story. But where he's landed of late... He's a TV star, selling houses Australia, on the tools, landscaping, changing the look, the exterior of houses. Dennis Scott, you can watch him on Selling Houses Australia, 8:30 p.m. on the Lifestyle Channel, one of Foxtel's most popular programs. Dennis, you are part of a winning team. Great to have you on the show again.
Thanks very much, mate.
Just tell us again, for those who don't know, and James is an old Bulldogs man, James Magnuson, so he loved you at the Dogs, but what did happen towards the end of your career? Where did you think you were going to go with your life post-football?
Mate, definitely not where I ended up, that's for sure. Look, I had, I came from a working class background, mate, cattle property in central Queensland, so hard work was not... foreign to me. So when I grew up, I'm a mechanic by trade. Since leaving, I thought I'd possibly go into maybe journalism or something like that. I've done a diploma of journalism. I'm now a qualified carpenter, qualified landscaper, and I don't know how I did it, but mate, now I'm on television Wednesday nights, Lifestyle Channel, fixing people's houses and telling them how to sell them. So I don't know. Life takes lots of little twists and turns. So, mate, you've just got to go with it.
You obviously would have done some qualifications around the landscaping side of things. But before you got into television, did you do any formal training in speaking on TV or media or anything like that?
James, absolutely nothing. I am a bloody plonker trying his best. And it's just... a mate of mine sent me a link to apply, and he was sort of taking the mickey out of me, going, you know, you don't mind a bit of a chat, so I think you would do okay at this. And I sort of looked at it for a couple of days, and then I went, you know what, I'm going to have a crack at that. So I applied. I had a friend that has a little PR business in Brisbane, and he helped me do an audition tape, sent it through. COVID struck. I didn't hear back from them for about 12 months. And then they asked for a second tape. I sent that through. And in about 6 months after that, they rang me April 4, I think it was, just after April Fool's Day. And I thought someone was having a bit of a joke at me. And then literally they said, so can you start in 2 weeks? And mate, that was now 3 seasons down. And we're currently starting filming our next series, which will be for next year, so 4 years later, and I'm still doing it.
Dennis, it's a fabulous, great chemistry on the program. I mean, Andrew, we did really good personality, but you slipped into this role. Oh,
we actually hate each other. It's fine.
Oh, hate each other. Oh, that's good. Okay, that's the headline we needed, the clickbait headline.
Yeah.
But can you give us away any trade secrets? Like, is there any "this is one I prepared earlier" sort of thing? Like, you do the piece to camera, and you know, there's the block of land's an absolute shit heap. There's crap everywhere. And you make it out, you know, you roll up the sleeves and then boom, you go sit in your trailer and someone else comes in and do it. Does any of that go on? Are you actually hands on, or you want to share that with us?
Mate, Bossy, I can't believe you're even saying that. Mate, no, look, honestly, I wish I could tell you that that there was some trade secrets and I wasn't hands-on, because part of the reason why I did decide to do it was I thought, you know, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to sort of do nothing. I'm going to be able to just do my pieces to camera. I'll be fine. I'll be off the tools. mate, it's not. It is all hands on deck, and everyone from the camera guys to the soundos to the lighting people, whatever they've got to do, if it's you know, panic stations, and we're not looking like we're finishing in the 3 days that we're doing it. It is they down tools and everyone gets in. It is such a team environment, and it's something that I really missed. Leaving football was a huge shock to the system, and they say they try to prepare you for, you know, leaving football, but nothing can. It is a institution that you just love, like to be able to turn up with your mates every day and do something that you love doing is incredible, and I missed that when I left, and then to be a part of a team now that is everyone works together and everyone gets along is something that I really missed, and now that I've got it back, it's so pleasing. It really is. It's just such a pleasure to be a part of.
Wow, the very talented Dennis Scott is our special guest, former NRL player, now star of Selling Houses Australia, 8:30 PM Wednesdays on the Lifestyle Channel, one of Foxtel's most popular programs. If you've got a question for Dennis. No, as I said, not for James. I know he hosts the Lawnmowers Club, but he doesn't have a blade of grass where he lives. If you've got a question for Dennis, seriously, fire it in on the text right now, 0457 736 736, because he's here to, you know, take some calls, if you will. James, was Dennis Scott one of your favourite Bulldog players, James? Probably say yes.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of a headgear brigade there for a while, Vossie. Steve Price did get rid of the headgear, but yourself and Jamie Feeney there at one point, very recognisable. How did you distinguish for commentators between yourself and Jamie with the exact same headgear, Dennis?
Well, James, I didn't. What happened was, I think Jamie Feeney's mum got a bit antsy that he was getting mistaken for a few people. So she ended up putting white stripes on Jamie Feeney's headgear. So that's how then we got defined. You know, we got recognised then. And after a period of time, I ended up losing my headgear as well. I think I was playing in a semi-final at Penrith, and it was so bloody hot, and I took my headgear off, and I sort of almost was like an instant air conditioner had added to my system. So I then lost the headgear, and it just never came back. So
was there,
part of the reason why I wore it was my mum said right from the start that if I wanted to play football at, you know, when I started playing at 14 or 13, she said you had to wear headgear. So that's just,
my mum
just
said
stuck.
The same. Was Darren Smith wearing the headgear at the same time? Was that all three?
Yeah, Darren Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. And I think even Daryl Halligan started wearing headgear as well through the same period.
They're pretty much gone. Particularly that black style. Were you the black style Steedon headgear?
They were.
I was the black, Steedon. Mine was Reliance. Reliance. Steedon and Reliance had one sort of together. Mine was Reliance. And they were fantastic too. They helped me out and obviously gave them to me, which was awesome. And then all of a sudden, I played in a televised game, as I said, a semi-final, and I didn't wear it. And they were like, hey, what the hell's going on? So it just ended up being that I just didn't wear them then. So, but all these kids, you know, obviously CTE is an extremely hot topic at the moment. And I don't know, personally, I don't know the benefits of headgear or not, but look, I think out of precaution, like as far as kids go, wear them until you feel comfortable to make the decision yourself.
All right. Now, Dennis, questions are coming in thick and fast. Wow, this is new areas for the program. One question from the Greenkeeping Rooster, who's a regular. The Greenkeeping Rooster is a greenkeeper out at, I think it's Bankstown Golf Club. He says, Dennis, do you need a greenkeeper for your show? He's got a bit of talent. He goes all right on here, Greenkeeping Rooster. Do you want a greenkeeper?
We're always willing to have anyone that wants to come on and help, honestly. More hands on deck, the less I have to do, Vossie. So this is great.
Very nice. How often, this one, Dennis, how often do you water in new grass, the water buffalo? For how many weeks do you have to, you know, be diligent with the watering?
If you've got new grass and you've just laid it, what I recommend is you water morning and afternoon for the first probably 5 to 7 days, and then I would water probably afternoon for the next 5 to 7 days. And then I would water every probably second or third day for the next 7 days. And by that stage, your grass should be taken. And then you should be able to deep water, not water less, but for longer, once a week with Sualta. And then you should be fine. And then that would encourage your roots to get down deeper. And then it will establish your grass and make it stronger.
There you go. When's the last time you watered grass, James?
good question.
Lawnmowers Club host. What a rort. It's AFL smother stuff, really. Yeah. James Magnuson hosts a show on this network, the Lawnmowers Club.
Yeah.
Mate, the bloke, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know how to start a mower.
There's no grass in a penthouse, Vossie.
Yeah, good point.
Can I just say, Vossie, if I had a big, juicy lawn in Bondi, I'd be that rich that I wouldn't be working mornings. Yeah,
Very good point.
Dennis, Crisco's come through on the text. How do you remove, is it cudweed from lawns? So you did cudweed from lawns? Goodweed? What's that?
Cutweed. I've never heard of cutweed, but generally, if you go onto a web page such as like Lawn Solutions Australia or something like that, they've got special surfactants or grasses. There's another one called Lawn Hub, which has got a general, like the weed and feeds you get from Bunnings are not particularly strong. They're, that's all I can say. So what you do is you get like a commercial based product from someone like the Lawn Hub or Lawn Solutions Australia, and they will have stronger surfactants in them and they will work much more efficiently than what your stuff at Bunnings was. Bunnings caters to people and they only have certain strengths to them. Well, so, yeah.
I know people are going to be fascinated by this, but I've now Googled cudweed. Cudweed comes out easy. It doesn't root very deeply. It's easily dug out. So you just need the little weed prodder. Dig it out. Don't go to the poisoning situation. Just show, have a bit of time and just dig them out one by one and they won't come back. The cudweed.
What if you're on an acre of land?
Well, they come up in the paths a lot, the cudweed. I'm glad we're talking about this. Dennis, can you help me with my armyworm problem? Oh, that's a bastard, the armyworm.
Armyworm
hits your lawn. Your lawn can be lost in a day or two, can't it?
Yeah, it can. And it literally, they armyworm will just march through, hence the word armyworm, march through your lawn very quickly. So there's a product called Acelaprin. Acelaprin is... And again, you can get this from Bunnings, but the stuff from Bunnings will possibly only make, it sort of makes them sick and it tries to discourage them. But if you go to a more recognised chemical sort of selling place, such as Lawn Solutions Australia or, Lawn Hub, the Green Shed, things like that, you can buy Acelaprin. Now, Acelaprin is a product which kills your armyworms. And what happens is it'll actually last 6 months. So the problems with worms won't then every 5 months you just do it and then you shouldn't have worms. Now the thing with lawn is everyone is reactive, Vossie. Like as soon as something goes wrong, they react. Whereas if you get yourself into a system of being proactive, then you got your fertilization, your grub protections and weed protections and all that sort of stuff. Be proactive and then you're in front of them and you sort of almost beat them before they even turn up. So instead of reacting, then be proactive.
Mighty advice. Now, are you still following the Bulldogs closely, Dennis, or is your heart with the Broncos? Oh, honestly,
Vossie, I tell you, I am. I'm sadly Bulldogs, and I've sadly been so discouraged over the last few years. And this year, I'm keen. I'm interested to see how they go. Look, the great Gus Gould. I personally don't know whether he's recruited properly. I don't know, but look, the proof's in the pudding. I'm still faithful. I'm still bleeding blue. So let's keep the faith.
We win today, Dennis. We win today. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm actually reasonably confident about today. But I've been, James, I've been so confident sometimes, and I've just like been so disappointed.
I feel your pain. I feel you.
So many questions here. We've run out of time. People asking about bull ants and all sorts of things. Other people saying, I don't care about any of this. But there you go. Dennis, we love you on Selling Houses Australia. As I say, great success story. You've worked very hard to get where you are, mate. Enjoy it. It looks like you're having fun. And if you have a job where you're working fun, well, you never work a day in your life, do you? So 8:30 p.m. Wednesdays on the Lifestyle Channel, one of Foxtel's most popular programs, and with good reason. Thanks for coming on again.
Mate, thanks, Bossie. Thanks, James. It's great to have your support. And it's a great show to be a part of.
Good stuff. Dennis Scott there, here on Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile at 23 after 8. James, we're here for
Bryden's Lawyers. Vossie, unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.